Hello and welcome to the Jesus Tribe podcast. It's exciting to have you here. We're currently on a series titled Is Anyone Up There? Where we answer questions regarding the existence of God. Is there a God? Does he exist? If he does, how does this affect me as a human being? Join us on this amazing journey as we search and try to make a case for and against the existence of God. Hi guys, and welcome to a very special episode of the Jesus Tribe podcast. Happy Easter, my people.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, guys. I mean, the year seems to be running by so fast, but already in April.
Honestly.
Love it.
Totally here for it, man. But you guys, yeah, so we announced last week that we're going to have, you know, an Easter special. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is our Easter special episode. On this episode, it's really different, and that's why it's special, because unlike our usual episodes, we're not trying to prove anything here today. We're not trying to oppose. We're not trying to, you know, support. We're just having a discussion about Easter, you know, the entire specialness. That's not a word I know, but just the entire, yeah, the entire, what's the word I'm looking for? Help me out.
Uniqueness?
Essence?
Yes, I think essence. Just reminiscing on the essence of the season, mm-hmm. You know, why we celebrate Easter as Christians, what birthed Easter, what does it mean to us as Christians, right? So before I jump ahead, guys, happy Easter once again. I know that I'm actually very genuinely excited about the essence, but even more so, not even more so, but another thing I'm excited about is the fact that we get public holidays.
Woo!
Guys, we get public holidays.
Like, Faith, honestly, I have been looking forward to Easter for, I don't want to say exactly which reason, because the purpose of Easter is greater. Yes, this is definitely, you know, that's definitely one of the reasons I've been super excited.
I think that's one of the sad realities of adulthood, where public mm-hmm. holidays become the highlights of your life.
Such a highlight. I never heard before now. Exactly. It's not Easter, like, oh, go to church and, you know, celebrate and love that. But now, yeah. I'm off work. Come on. I'm here for it.
No work for 2 days. Like, what more could I ask for?
What more, man? Anyways, guys, I will start by asking Love and Daniel a personal question. You know, what has Easter meant to you for the longest time? And then was it any point where you guys got to that Easter took on a new meaning for you guys? I think, Love, you go first.
I mean, that's a very, very important question, right? And it's a very interesting one as well, because just as I think back, growing up, I always knew, you know, that Easter was about the resurrection, you know, Christ died, was buried, rose again, you know, hallelujah. And then again, there were, I remember very faintly, some childhood memories. I don't know, I think it was like cartoons or these sitcoms we would watch, that when it was Easter, they would have Easter eggs and Easter mm-hmm. bunnies and, you know, chocolate yeah. and those. I yeah. know, right now I'm just wondering, like, why? How is that in any way related to Easter? But yet, and I think for my family, it's interesting, because Easter was never actually something that we celebrated like Christmas, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. But for me, like, I remember I always used to say that Easter was my favorite holiday. And right now, mm-hmm. I can't track back to why I always said that. Yeah. But I know that growing up, like, Easter was just always my favorite holiday. And I would just always say that I mm-hmm. loved Easter so much. And on the question on, like, whether or not there was a time Easter took on a new meaning, I would definitely say yes. As I started to like mature in my faith and really, you know, become just more studious yeah. about the things I said I had believed, right? Easter yeah. definitely meant so much more to me, because now it went beyond yes, Christ died, he was resurrected. And I came to understand like what that meant for me as a believer, what that meant for my eternal, like what that meant for the assurance of eternity for me, what that meant for even my life on in this present world, you know. So I think it was really just making the transition from knowing theoretically that this is what's happened and this is why we celebrate, going to the realization that this is actually what it means for me. So it wasn't just that something happened so many years ago that was a remarkable event, but it then, you know, took on this meaning of, even though it happened so many years ago, was such a remarkable event back then, it's even more remarkable now because it still has an implication for my life in this present world.
And I think that's just really special, that something that happened so many years ago still has such a strong meaning and such a strong relevance, because like we were discussing earlier before we started the recording, that that's literally the entire basis, bedrock of our faith, right? And if the resurrection of Christ didn't happen, like Paul said, we are of all men most miserable.
Voila. Voila. Ha.
Like this world and no eternity.
So it's really important, and I think, like you said, it's a really important, not in quotes, holiday for us as Christians to just remember and just. So Daniel, over to you.
Yeah, I mean, my story, there are a lot of similarities, of course, because it's the same event and we're both Christians. I think first of all, let me just let me just put it out there that for the person who may not possibly be saved yet, or rather, let me phrase that differently. For the person who may not believe in the message of Christianity yet, right? Don't worry, the next theme, we're going to look into Christ and his, and or Jesus, the man Jesus, and look at, is there actually valid grounds to celebrate everything we're talking about today? But like Faith said, this is not the podcast where we go into all that. Stay tuned, and definitely there's a lot we're going to discuss when we get there. But to bring it home, I think growing up for me, Easter was, I genuinely can't remember if there was anything so special for me. I think just like Christmas, my parents weren't really always at home because they had responsibilities at church. So it was more, and it usually fell during the break. So it was just a part of that holiday where, okay, my parents aren't going to be around all day. And that was pretty much it. I really didn't do much, to be fair, on Easter celebrations. I think Easter started to become more meaningful when I believed, or I got serious about my faith, and I started to take the gospel more seriously. And then, kind of like we've said so far, it literally, or what Easter represents, literally becomes the foundation of everything that makes us Christian. Because if Jesus did not die and rise from the dead, then we really don't have anything to believe. And I think that's pretty much what we're going to look into more as we go on. But I think just coming to that realization, anything that has to do with the resurrection of Jesus just became so important in my heart. In fact, my favorite Christian songs have to do with the message of the death and resurrection. And to be fair, like we said, that is literally Christianity. You believe that Jesus died and was raised from the dead. So, I think Easter for me started to take on a huge significance, not from a holiday perspective where, oh, it's another time where unfortunately, or I mean, it's here, it's not like I have off days yet, but from more of a theological, a personal perspective, it's just a day where I get to reflect more on what exactly do I believe and why do I believe that.
Yes, thank you, Daniel. So definitely, we're going to touch on the implications of resurrection, of the resurrection of Christ to us as Christians. But before we go there, we just want to give a very brief, I mean, I think most people, right, are aware of the entire story of the death and resurrection of Jesus, right? But then we'll just give a very quick recap as to the entire story of the death and resurrection before we jump right into what it means to us, just to give some form of context.
Yeah.
So who wants to take that?
I volunteer love.
Wow, guys, what a great way to put me on the spot. Well, like where I start?
It's always been your favorite season, so a holiday. So.
I mean, where to start from? I think where to start from would probably just be to try and summarize 33 years worth of a lifetime into 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It would be good to probably start from maybe the prophecies that had gone ahead, but that's way back, right? But let's just know that we had prophecies that had gone ahead of how all of these things would happen, and then Jesus finally came, fulfilled a lot of prophecies in the way he was born and how he had to, you know, leave town and then come back years later, and then had the grand Jerusalem entrance and then his arrest, and you know, he was arrested and crucified with thieves, right? On what's the place again? I'm a Christian, guys.
Golgotha.
Yeah, it's Golgotha, right? Yeah. So, you know, and he was crucified there. And then, you know, still there were so many prophecies about, you know, how no bones in his body were broken and all of those things. But then just moving, you know, really like fast ahead. So he was crucified, and, you know, he had already said he was going to, you know, tear down the temple and rebuild it in 3 days and all of that. So he was crucified. He actually died. And then it was confirmed that he died. So it's not something like we're saying, okay, no, he didn't die. He just, you know, fell asleep for a few days because of the pain. No, he actually died. He was wrapped and he was buried, right? And literally after 3 days, his disciples went to check on him, you know, as per burial rites, you know, perfume his body and all of that. And the tomb was empty, guys. Woo! There was no one there. There was no one at the tomb. It was empty. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't imagine if I was the disciples and I'm like, eh, where is Jesus? We left Jesus here. Where is he? Right? And it would have been such a phenomenal thing for them, and it's almost have been impossible for their minds to grasp.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But yeah, the tomb was empty, you guys. And not only was it empty, he actually revealed himself to a lot of people. A lot of people after his resurrection.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, they just didn't find his body. They didn't find his body, but they saw him alive again. Right? And it's a really strong and powerful thing to believe. And then it's not like, oh, a few of his disciples testified. Like over 500 people saw him ascend, you know, back into heaven. And that's, if you're going to say that, oh, you know, we're not proving anything, guys, that's the story. If you want to hear us prove these things, stay tuned for our subsequent podcast. But that is the story, right? He died and he resurrected after 3 days. So Daniel, you know, I know that you touched on it a bit in your introduction, but then what does this mean to us as Christians? Like, so did he have to die and resurrect? Oh, what does it mean?
Okay. Did he have to die and resurrect? The answer is yes, because first of all, if the idea behind the death of Jesus, and is on a topic we're going to address even in future podcast, but the idea behind the fact that he needed to die as a sacrifice, someone says something once and it made me chuckle, because it misses the idea entirely. The person said, I can do something God cannot. I can forgive sins without requiring a sacrifice. And I said, interesting. People assume that, oh, why did Jesus have to die? Who sent him? Right? Who sent him? Or stuff like that. But we fail to picture the idea of a just God. A God who is not just love, but who is just. Today, if, let's say, we literally just ended a conversation around evil done in the name of religion. Let's say Hitler, for instance, was tried on the humanitarian court. And he says, guys, I'm sorry. I really should not have done anything I did in the Holocaust. And the judge says, wow, I'm a loving judge. I forgive you, Hitler. The world forgives you nothing. That would cause probably the greatest outcry we've seen. I mean, even just here in the U.S., when the person that was killed, I can't remember his name, and I apologize for that. But people clamored... George Floyd, exactly. But people clamored that justice must be served. When the policemen were released without proper charges, it was a huge problem because everyone realizes that justice demands that evil be punished so it is not replicated or it is prevented and good is rewarded. So a just God has to do something about evil. So it's not a case of just saying, oh, I forgive you, go in peace. There, if God is truly the judge of the earth, something must be done about the problem of evil in us. And ultimately, what we see in the death of Jesus is Jesus coming to take that punishment so that we would have to. So it's kind of, and I don't want to go so much into this because we're going to have an entire theme on the gospel. But in the death of Jesus, we see the unity of both the love of God and the justice of God. But moving on to the resurrection, if Jesus, and I'll pause here and leave room for I would love to hear Love's thoughts on this as well. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then he would just be another guy that claimed a lot of things and died, right? We need not to pay attention. But because he was risen from the dead, that was a supernatural act. We can be confident that indeed, God validates all he has said. So that would include him being the savior of the world, him being the one who takes away sins, him being the way to eternal life, the way to the Father. So it's no surprise why Paul in Romans 1:4 would say he was declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. So I think the first major thing for me is that the resurrection proves that Jesus was indeed everything he said he was. He proves that everything he said he was here to do was actually true. And that's a big deal.
Thank you so much, Daniel. You've said quite a lot. Yes. Love, he wanted you to go next.
That's like, you know, I'm still very blown away by all that Daniel has said. But, you know, if I was to speak of another remarkable, dare I call it, implication that the resurrection for us, even in this present time, is that it gives us the confidence that there is a hope that lasts beyond the grave, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And very clear because, like, you know, like Daniel said, we see, like, if the resurrection proves something, and there's a lot, you know, there's one key thing that says that Jesus is all that he says he is, and then we can trust him, right? Because if we will ever, like, it would only make sense to trust someone with something when there's evidence that they've done it before, right? So for instance, if I wanted to say, get a haircut, right? And I wanted to cut my hair, I wouldn't just like walk up to Faith and say, oh, Faith, can you cut my hair for me? You know really well that she has never, like, and it's not even a thing of, oh, I just want to cut my hair for fun. Like, maybe I actually want to go out.
I have,
you know,
some experience.
Right. So faith is only as good as the one in whom you have placed it, right?
Yeah.
And then the confidence that you would have to place faith in someone for something should at least be preceded by some form of logic, right? Mm. So I trust that this person can do XYZ because I have seen him do it before, right? Or there is evidence that this, you know, that this is something that he's capable of. Mm-hmm. So indeed, we are able to trust through Jesus in life after birth, in eternal life, because why? We saw Jesus. And that's one of the reasons why I love the book of Hebrews, right? And in Hebrews 2, when the writer of Hebrews tells us that Jesus is indeed the captain of our salvation, so because by his example, we can see what has been made possible for the man in Christ, which is amazing, right? Because it's no longer a theoretical, you can live forever because, you know, God says you can, but you can live forever because indeed, there was this man Jesus, that came as flesh, died, rose again, and lived forever. So it shows us that this has happened before. So you can place your trust in the one who had made this possible, right? And one scripture I love so much on the resurrection is 1 Corinthians 14:20, I believe. And it talks about how Christ is indeed the first fruit of them that slept, right? So he is the first one. But there are many others, right? Yeah. So by your faith, you can have access to the same life that he had. And you know, so that is what Easter is for us. So it's not just that Jesus died and was resurrected, but it's that we also, like, it's also what it means for our own resurrection, right? So we can believe that we can rise again because we have trusted in him who rose again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I think that summarizes it very well. Paul's just wrapped it up in 1 Thessalonians 4:14. He says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." So that's what makes Easter such an amazing celebration, because at the end of the day, we're celebrating something that is not just true for Jesus, it's true for us. So I've seen posters say things like, so because he rose, we're celebrating his resurrection. In that, we're celebrating our own future resurrection. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 15. And I'll just conclude my thoughts on this, that if there is no resurrection, then Jesus is not risen. If Jesus is not risen, then our faith is futile, because that means there really is no life after death. And the very core of Christianity is that we received eternal life. So if there is no such thing as eternal life, Christianity is a scam. And Paul says this well. He says if it is only in this life that we have hope in Christ, we are of all men. All men. Because we've literally given all. We've done all. Yeah. I mean, we created an entire podcast for this same reason, to give our all for Christ, who is apparently someone who just died and stayed dead. We also are going to die and stay dead. But glory to God, that is not the case. So every time we celebrate Easter, which I believe personally is the most important, in quotes, celebration of the Christian, the resurrection of Jesus, is that we're celebrating a reality that has tremendous implications on our own life as well. So we share in the party. We're not just celebrating one man's resurrection. We're celebrating in all our resurrections. Glory to God. So it's amazing.
And you know, I love so much the fact that you brought back the 1 Corinthians 15 verse where Paul talks about if our hope is only in this life. Because, you know, that scripture takes on a whole new meaning when you examine it in the context of the person that said it, right? Like, this is a man who had been through prison, been through beating. Honestly. What has he not suffered? Right. So it basically tells you that, like, whatever it is that she will lose in this present world for the cause of Christ is worth it. Yeah. Right. Whatever it is that you would have to give, whatever it is that you would have to endure, Jesus is worth it, because there is a reality that he gives you beyond the now. Right. That is far better. Right. So whatever it is that she would sacrifice for the cause of Christ, Jesus is greater. Yeah. And it's honestly such an amazing reality. And you know, I think I remember now why I was very keen on Easter growing up. I don't know if you guys listen to, and I'm always bringing back like old movie memories, but I don't know if you guys watched The Donut Man.
Of course.
Yes.
I
don't know if you remember the song that said, "He's alive, he's alive, the stone is rolled away."
Oh no.
I don't remember that.
One of my favorite episodes, and you know, it was like a dramatized version of like the whole Easter story. And I remember like the children, they ran into the tomb and it was empty and they were so excited. So I think that was one of the major things, very surprisingly, that like just added to like my intrigue, you know, just thinking like, how would the disciples have felt just knowing that, you know, they might have thought it was over, but boom, like he actually did resurrect. Mm-hmm. That's quite remarkable.
Yeah.
And because I'm nicer than Faith and Daniel, I'm going to give you an Easter song recommendation. Let's do that. Okay, so everybody wants to be nice.
What do you recommend?
No, I forget what it's called. It's by City Alight. I forget what it's called.
You know what, guys, you could pick it up, please.
Yes, it's called Jesus is Alive, by City Alight, and it's such an amazing, I think, your song.
Yeah. So yes, guys, be on the lookout for our probably top 10, or I don't know, just do an entire playlist for you guys, because we're nice. Unlike Love Claims. Yes, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And for some reason, I actually have a nudge in my spirit, right, that there's someone listening to this podcast, right, and you listen to all our podcasts, you know, looking for answers, and for some reason you didn't find it in any of them, but this particular episode convicted you in a very special way. And you're feeling, you know, like, he actually exists, right? So if you want, you know, probably more guidance or pointing in the right direction, please kindly reach out to us. If you prefer to reach out to us through a DM, please shoot us a DM. If you'd want to send an email, however you choose, we would reach out to you and we can have a conversation. But before then, if you'd like to say a prayer, God is everywhere, really, right? So you could just, you know, shut your eyes and say a prayer in your room, a very genuine prayer. You don't actually, there's no manuscript for prayers, right? So, and then you just feel so much peace, right? So welcome to the family.
So glad to have you. What an amazing Easter gift.
Right? Yes. So thank you, guys. It's such an exciting episode. A really special one.
It really was. It was. I had so much fun.
I did. Thank you to our amazing host, Faye and Daniel. Always so great connecting with you both.
Yes. Thank you, tribe member. Love you so much. Till next time, have an amazing Easter. And don't forget to, you know, remember and just reminisce on all that Christ has done for you, all Christ has done for us, because it's a lot. It's a heavy gift, one that we really never merited or can ever repay, but one that he still did regardless, because he loves us so much. So it's something to think on, to spend time thinking on, and just spending some time in worship with our playlist or your playlist, whatever works for you.
And side note, if you believe it's true, then you share it, right? Because there are so many people who are still yet to hear this, and it's our responsibility to take this gospel to the ends of the earth, you know.
Yep.
So next time, guys, we're back next week proving and disproving. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jesus Tribe podcast. We are an organization aimed at presenting the gospel of Christ in its simplicity to everyone everywhere. If this podcast has stirred up any questions, please feel free to mail us at tribejesus@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Jesus Tribe to stay up to date with our other activities and content. Till next time.